Time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Welcome to the most mouth-watering 27 minutes in the history of radio.
Uh-huh.
How about that? We are now broadcasting in HD.
Uh-huh.
And almost live.
Almost.
We're getting there.
We're almost there.
Nance and I do have a great show lined up for you today, so let's start drooling.
Mama dear, come over here and see who's looking in my window. It's the baker boy, and look, he's got a cannoli in his hand. Marry the baker boy, he will come and he will go, and he will always mix the flour in the pan. If you marry the baker boy, he'll have the cannoli in his hand. Oh, mama, la 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 la. Oh, mama, la 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 la.
And this segment is Imported from Italy.
I've never heard the English version of that song. I never have.
I heard the first couple's lines, but I never heard the cannoli part.
Yeah.
But the baker boy I heard.
Okay. Well, today's restaurant that we will be reviewing was brought to our attention by several of our loyal listeners. Hopefully now you people will stop nagging us. Please, nag.
We did get a lot of people saying, you've got to try it. You've got to try it.
I know. Just kidding, though. We actually love to be nagged.
You do?
Oh, wait.
Everybody heard you. You love to be nagged? Oh, now this is it for me. I can nag you all I want, and I'll just have to keep a copy of this radio show so that I can sit there and show you that you said it.
Anywho.
Okay.
This review is on Dominic's Italian Ristorante in West Dundee. And we decided to call our resident expert on everything Italian, Georgine, to join us for dinner.
We did. And it's been a while since we reviewed a strip mall restaurant. You know that. I mean, we haven't been in a strip mall restaurant in a long time.
We were on a run there for a while.
We were.
Do is strip mall. Yeah.
And now when you arrive, be sure to go into the dine-in door opposed to the carry-out door. Which you can still get into the dining room from the carry-out door. You just got to walk down the little hallway.
So forget what she just said.
But try to go into the dining door. You'll look more like you know what you're doing. We did.
What are we talking about?
The doors.
Okay. Well, I like the doors.
You do?
I do.
Shut up.
Come on, baby. Light my
Inside, it felt like a comfortable mom and pop establishment with a steady stream of regular customers. You know the regular because they all say, hi, how are you? How's the family? Blah, 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 blah.
Hey, how you doing?
That's what they said.
And that, too, they did say. And there are 4 booths and 8 tables in this restaurant. And believe it or not, you don't need a reservation on Saturday night.
I'm surprised at that.
I am, too.
Well, we started with a fried calamari for $9.95. This came with marinara sauce, and it was absolutely delicious.
Delicious?
Delicious.
Okie dokie.
The calamari was light and tender and enough to share for all of us.
It was.
For $10, how can you go wrong?
It was really good, too.
After we finished our calamari, we ordered our dinners. And that's when our warm homemade crusty bread arrived with a plate of olive oil and shredded cheese for dipping. And it was a real finely shredded Parmesan. Not the powdered stuff.
Fake shredded Parmesan?
Not the sawdust type. No. This was the real
stuff.
The real stuff,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Jim was in the mood for something he never had before, so he chose the rigatoni alla Dominic's for $18.95. Everyone knows if they put the restaurant's name on an entree, it has to be good. It's their signature dish, usually.
Of course. It's a no-brainer.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And this pasta with sliced Italian sausage, roasted red and green peppers, and a vodka sauce. He absolutely loved it. You get to pick one side with an entree, either soup or salad, and he chose, as usual, his minestrone soup.
Is it minestrone or minestrone?
I don't know. So I say one time minestrone, one time minestrone.
Oh, okay.
They change off every so often.
I know it's not Italian sausage. It's Italian sausage. That's how you say it. In Italian.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And how you doing?
Nancy's little beady eyes bugged out when she spotted the meat lasagna al forno.
Lasagna?
Mm-hmm. That's sausage. For $16.95. This was prepared with Parmesan, ricotta, and mozzarella. Oh, boy, I'm just talking Italian all over the place today, aren't I?
Wow. And the real stuff, too.
The real stuff again. This proved to be so cheesy, at one point I had to tell Nancy she had a string of cheese dangling off her chin. It was not pretty.
No, but it was yummy.
She had to admit this was one of the best lasagnas she has ever had. She chose a salad as her side. And we'll let you take a wild guess as to what type of dressing she had.
Ooh, this is an easy one.
Okay. In case you're a first-time listener of this show or from Mars, we'll help you out. What stinks and chases away vampires?
I don't know. What stinks and chases away vampires, my love?
You, after you had creamy garlic dressing.
No, I chased you away. And that's priceless. Georgine ordered the meat ravioli, $16.95 with meat sauce. We all shared bites of our entrees with each other to see who won this evening. And we have to admit, it was a three-way tie.
Yeah, it was good.
They were all wonderful dishes.
They were. Now, Georgine, being of Sicilian ancestry, spotted a picture of a Sicilian cart on the wall. I have no idea what a Sicilian cart was, but evidently, that's why I'm not Sicilian.
But now I know.
You do?
Now that she showed me, I spotted it in one of my friend's homes.
Oh, okay. We asked our waitress if the owners were Sicilian, and she replied, yes. That's when Enza, the owner, walked over to our table to chat with us. It was like old home week when Georgine and Enza compared their neighboring hometowns in Sicily.
It was. They were just going back and forth, and it was interesting to hear all this stuff, you know, when they were talking.
Yeah.
On to dessert.
Okay.
We couldn't decide between the limoncello cake, $5.95, or the homemade tiramisu, $6.95. So what do you do when in doubt?
Well, you had to order them both.
Of course we did. And we had three people to share, so we had to have two desserts, because wouldn't have made it around for three people.
And you never eat dessert.
Oh, tiramisu I do.
Oh, really?
I eat half of it when you get it, because I like tiramisu.
Okay.
The homemade tiramisu won, hands down, and should not be missed. And Georgine and I are lovers of lemon, and I love limoncello. But
yes, you do.
But the tiramisu was too good. I mean, it won. It really did.
I really think that was actually homemade. It was really good.
Oh, of course it was.
It was really good.
Of course.
The prices at this restaurant may have been a couple of bucks higher than some similar places, but their sauces and the quality of what they serve made up for it.
I think so.
They really do have the best sauces ever.
They do. We didn't even get heartburn that night from it.
No.
Usually when we have tomato sauce from any Italian restaurant, even my own, I take care of, I try to get the acid out with a little baking soda after I'm done cooking my sauce, we still get heartburn.
And the portions were astronomical.
Oh, gosh,
they were really, really huge.
Yes. Yeah. And it's handicap accessible.
Yes, it is.
The price for all three of us was $85.63.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
Heavy doggy bags included, because we did have them. We all took a doggy bag home.
I could not finish all of my food. It was so good.
I couldn't believe that.
I know. I'm slipping.
You're getting old.
I know.
So what's your take on this restaurant, my poopsie?
I am so glad you asked.
I'm not, but...
But says so here, you have to ask.
I have to.
Okay. Everything this evening was delicious, and the homemade tiramisu kept off a great meal. And Nancy's garlic also keeps me away.
Which is priceless. No.
What's your take, Toots?
Pasta is pasta, but the sauce is what makes this restaurant stand out. The creamy garlic dressing was so sweet and garlicky that keeping Jim away was priceless. priceless.
Give him the particulars, poopsie.
It's not nice to growl. Dominic's Italian Ristorante, 735 South 8th Street. That's Route 31, so you know. West Dundee, 60118. The phone number is 847-551-1310. The website's www.dominicspizzeria.com. Directions, you take Route 47 South to I-90, East to Route 31, North to Restaurant.
How about that?
Estimated travel time, 22.25 minutes.
That's not bad at all.
That's not bad.
For those of you who just tuned in, this masterpiece of radio work is the Dining Duo Show, and we're here on Huntley Community Radio 101.5 FM on your listening dial. That's WHRULP.
We put you in WHRU.
We put you last.
Ooh, you shouldn't say that. That's not nice. So, my love, did we get any letters this week?
Oh, boy. Let me check. Okay, we're dialing up. I'll see what I can do here.
You know, they really have to improve these...
equipment?
Uh-huh.
Well, we got this new 52K modem that's smoking. It really is. Almost there. Almost there. Okay. Okay, here. Okay, I think we're in now. I think we're good. Oh, boy, did we get a letter.
We did? That's the letter this week we're doing, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Okie dokie. We did get a humdinger.
This was on our last show, about Ruth's Chris restaurant. Oh, boy.
Boy.
And, you know, the letter kind of puzzled me, but at the end, it'll all come clear what the real reason for this letter was.
Okay.
It says, "Dear Nancy and Jim, you should have egg on your faces after such a feeble review of your initiation into fine dining at Roots Chris." Ouch.
Oh, that's like a slap in the face.
Well, no, because feeble review is, that's better than the replies we usually get. So, anyway, I will go on. First, please allow an explanation for the company's name. The restaurant was started by and named after the original person, Chris.
Okay.
After several years, Chris sold it to Ruth, who wanted to keep the existing clientele, so she modified the name to be Ruth's Chris Restaurant.
Okay.
That makes sense, but it's still a stupid name.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It is.
That's anyway, you know, and that's what we said. I mean, we said Roots. Is it Roots Restaurant? Is it Chris's Restaurant?
We don't know whose it is, but now we know it's Roots Restaurant. It was really Chris's at first, but then Ruth bought him out, so now it's Roots Chris's.
Is that clear, everybody? let me go on. Oh, boy. Clearly, you need to upgrade your dining experiences more often to fully appreciate what some listeners already understand.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I have dined at several Roots Chris restaurants over the years. We have come to appreciate the consistency of the ambiance, the menu, and the quality of the food. Now, didn't we say all of those were really good? It was awesome. We said the food was good.
The food was awesome.
Yeah.
The ambiance, hey.
Yeah.
We had Luke and Brian and all these people sitting there giving us knives and And rolls and water. And I mean, we had a person for everything.
We said the place was beautiful. The food was
exactly
good. So I didn't understand it. But here again, okay, let me go on. Just like the consistent quality of a Big Mac, you know how it's going to taste. Okay, is he comparing Ruth's Chris to McDonald's?
Yeah, Big Mac? Blech.
And he's saying I should up my dining experience?
Exactly.
Okay, well. He goes on. This is a good one.
This is good.
Oh, God, I don't know how much time we have left. We have listened to your reviews and have found them to be somewhat informative and entertaining until now.
Ooh.
Again, a compliment. Somewhat informative?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
We're getting better.
We are. We're getting more listeners. Hey,
I know. Your comments on Roots, Chris, lack the sophistication and finesse the restaurant and your listeners deserve.
Ooh. Hey, we make it enjoyable to, you know, to listen to. We don't just, I don't know.
Well, he explains why.
Okay.
The use of the terms hoity-toity.
Oh, that's a good term.
And fancy-schmancy.
Oh, that's my term.
To describe the clientele and the ambiance was unbecoming to those of us who enjoy an occasional indulgence in Roots Chris. Wow.
I enjoy an occasional. I'm going to go back.
Yeah, I like it too. But it is hoity-toity and fancy-schmancy.
And I'll still say it's hoity-toity and fancy-schmancy.
Yeah. You certainly were lucky to have such good friends treat you to dinner there. Yes, we were.
We were very lucky.
Now, here's where it really all comes to play. When composing future reviews, try to be more objective, less wordy, and derogatory. No, because that's what we do.
That's what we do. We're known for this.
That's not going to happen.
Nope.
Here it is. Here's the punchline. We all knew what you meant by California, the land of fruits and nuts. We are native Californians.
That's why. That's why we got the letter, because we said that California's the land of fruits and nuts, and my friends are there, and they even said the same thing, and they wanted to move there to retire.
They found the comment unnecessary and quite ill-noying.
Ill-noying?
Seriously, that is a term. I didn't know that.
Really? I thought that was wrong.
I did too. No, if according to Google, it is a term like people from Illinois think that they're the best, so that's ill-noying.
Oh.
Uh-huh. So we're ill-knowing.
Well, I'm glad that he thinks that. You know why?
Why?
Because California still has the biggest bunch of fruits and nuts around.
Well, they're known for their fruits and nuts.
Exactly.
And, you know, and we are ill-knowing and annoying. So we got them both.
We got them both. Good.
And his last line was, as you said, class shows.
It does, doesn't it?
Dun, dun, dun. We're cultured.
Mutual, I'm sure.
We're cultured like a poil.
Like a poil.
Sincerely, lovers of Roots, Chris.
Yeah, too bad we can't find out their email.
Well, thank you so much for your letter. You know, as always, we encourage you to write
to Jim.
And we promise we will always treat your letters with the utmost respect and dignity.
Exactly.
So the email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org.
Have you heard the news? What did it say?
Here's Jim with food in the news.
Yes, this is all the food news that's fit to print, and some of it that isn't fit to print.
Okay. Give it to us.
Yeah, well, the first one comes from our representative in Taiwan.
Taiwan?
Yeah, Kung Pao. You remember him. He always sends
Is he chicken or shrimp?
He's shorter, so he's a little shrimp.
Okay.
And this is, let me just read the title to you. Chunky Monkey on a Diet.
Chunky Monkey? That's my favorite Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Well, evidently it's this monkey's favorite, too. A morbidly obese wild monkey who gorged himself on junk food and soda left behind by tourists has been rescued and placed on a strict diet of lean protein, fruits, and vegetables. Poor guy.
Aww.
Well, wildlife officials caught the chunky monkey, and they nicknamed him Uncle Fat. Because people were taking pictures of this, you know, like Jabba the Hutt monkey.
Mm.
And what he was smart, though. Let me tell you how fat he was. A normal monkey of this type weighs 20 pounds.
Okay.
This monkey weighed 60 pounds.
Oh, my God. That's like an orangutan or something.
Yeah. Almost like a gorilla.
Wow. Yeah. No, not a gorilla.
It was not easy to catch him, said the wildlife official. He was a leader of the pack, and when I tried to go in, all these little monkeys started attacking him because they didn't want him to mess with Uncle Fat. And you know what? He's smart, though. He had minions of his monkeys bringing him food.
Really?
So all these little monkeys would go out and get him food, you know, and then they would bring it back to him, and he'd give them whatever scraps he could. So he had like, these monkeys working for him.
Wow, smart monkey.
But the chunky monkey is now on a diet, and they're asking people, it's not good to feed, you know, animals like in zoos and wild animals. But poor guy, he's on a diet now.
That's the monkey business for you.
Yeah. Oh boy, this is big news.
What?
World Champion Squirrel Cook-Off is being held in Northwest Arkansas.
Oh boy. I knew some people who liked roadkill.
Well, this is serious stuff here. You know, this World Champion Squirrel Cook-Off is being held in Bentonville, Arkansas. And a representative says, it's everything you go to Whole Foods to buy. It's free range, organic, all natural, no genetic modification, no preservatives. You know, it's good. And they have, you know, they're going to have squirrel, everything's squirrel, you know.
Like deep fried squirrel.
Last year they had squirrel sausage that was really spectacular.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gross.
And believe it or not, 6,000, 10,000 people attend this every year. The $1,000 for first place, $750 for second place, and $500 for third.
You'd probably try it, wouldn't you?
You know, I would.
You
know what?
Can you imagine eating the thing that it's in our backyard? He's digging up all the nuts that he harvested last year under our oak tree.
Well, we should go shoot some and cook them on a barbecue.
No, thank you.
Supposedly, it tastes like chicken.
Really? Everything tastes like chicken.
Well, you know, the previous winners were squirrel meatloaf, squirrel ravioli, and squirrel empanadas.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay. Sorry, I'm not a gourmet eater then.
No. Another one. They even had a contestant who made squirrel ice cream.
Ooh.
They use candied squirrel meat and hazelnuts. I know.
Now, they shouldn't have used hazelnuts. They should have used acorns.
That would have been better.
That would have been.
So that's a world champion squirrel cook-off.
Now, that's good eating.
You betcha.
It's Good News Week. Have you heard the news? What did it say?
Well, you know, I hate to say it, but I'm just looking at the old clock on a wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Well, that's our show for today, then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.